Hi, this is Jonah Tribois, so welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, brought to you by Rotary District 7210, Beech Grove Technology, and the Chestnut Ridge Rotary Sports Memorabilia Auction. Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. And today, my very special guests are Andrea Reynolds and Neville Smythe of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County. Andrea Reynolds, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on,
Neville,
Jonah.
My pleasure. And Neville Smythe, welcome to you as well.
A pleasure to be here this morning.
Now, who's going to tell me first, what is the Community Foundation of Dutchess County?
That's my job. The Community Foundation is your first resource for everything charitable. So if you ever have an idea or a concept that you want to either do that's charitable or support that's charitable, we ask that you call us first, and we will either help you as the foundation or refer you to a more appropriate organization that might be able to help you even better. Generally, we are an alternative to setting up a private foundation. Nonprofits sometimes put their endowment funds with us, and in other cases, we act as the 501c3 for people that want to put on a charitable cause but don't necessarily need to start their own nonprofit organization.
And what is your job there, Andrea Reynolds?
My title is President and CEO.
So you are the big boss lady.
Yes, but I have 24 members of my board of trustees that are really the people that guide the organization.
And Neville Smythe, how are you related to the Community Foundation of Dutchess County?
Well, my title's the Vice President Programs, but I like to refer myself as the Chief Giver-Outer of the money. So I work
You're the man to know.
Not know, depending on the case. But no, actually, my job is to work with the local organizations and the donors to try to make good matches supporting our community.
So. And how did you both get first involved or interested in charitable work?
Wow, I guess that goes back about 20 years for me. I started out in another community at United Way.
Well, this is when you were in kindergarten.
Oh, that's
right.
So
they can't see this on radio, but she's very young.
That's very nice.
So she obviously started in elementary school. But you were saying, about 20 years ago, what happened?
Well, actually, I did my career in philanthropy started the first time I made a contribution at my grandmother's church. So I talk about how I not only solicited her for the quarter to go into the plate, but then I also gave it in the plate too. But I started out at a United Way and then moved to a community foundation in Memphis, Tennessee. And when the position opened up here, I applied and was lucky enough to be able to lead this organization and also move back home.
And Neville, how did you get involved in working for the Community Foundation of Dutchess County?
I guess just my luck and timing. I had started out my career in advertising and not felt particularly satisfied, and it took me about 7.5 years to finally say this isn't for me. And I then went back to school. When I got out of school, I went and worked for some schools in fundraising. And I ended up at Poughkeepsie Day School up here and worked there for about 3.5 years, left there, and at that moment there was an opening at the Community Foundation, and that was 6.5 years ago.
Terrific. Now, what are some of the organizations or worthy charities that the Community Foundation of Dutchess County supports?
I don't know if there's enough time on this radio show to do that. I think there's somewhere around 900 organizations that benefit each year from the variety of funds. We have over 425 different funds, and essentially each one has a different purpose, from scholarships to supporting organizations directly to helping at-risk kids, whatever the purpose that the donor set up. And that translates into a lot of organizations that we support.
Yeah, we don't sell a service, so we're not necessarily just about health or just about human services or religion. We actually support anything and everything that's charitable. So we are here to actually facilitate what you want to do that's charitable. So we're here to honor your charitable intent and help you carry out what you want to do.
So if somebody wants to send you a donation and key it to a certain thing, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, environmental stuff, you'll honor that?
Generally speaking, yes, because if we have the fund that's set up for that particular cause, we certainly will place it in the fund where that goes to support that project. But generally, the donor knows what funds we have available. We also have unrestricted funds, which is part of Neville's job as well, that people can give us monies without them being tied to particular cause, and then they get re-granted back to the community, back to our nonprofit organizations to help them improve their programs and do what they do even better.
Now, you said, Neville Smythe, of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County, that you have over 900 worthy causes which are connected to you folks. Where would people find a list of these so they can pick and choose which ones they like? Do you have a website?
We do have a website, and that is www.cfdcny.org.
Say that one more time.
Okay. www.cfdcny.org.
And folks at home, if you want to get a pencil and paper, we'll repeat that later in the broadcast so you can write it down. So they go on the website, and what happens, Neville Smythe?
Well, I'll say the easiest thing for them to do, to get a full list of all of our funds and all the organizations we support and how we work, our new annual report has just come out, and we have a copy for you today. You can download a PDF of that annual report, and it has all that information in it. There are tabs on the website that tell you what kinds of funds we have, and what our different grant programs are and our different scholarship programs, because we offer quite a few scholarships for area graduating seniors as well.
And if you don't want to support something that we have listed, you can create your own fund and do your own grant making, too, to support either organizations that we support or other organizations as well.
So if we want to start a charity for Wayward Radio hosts...
Well, yes, if we can prove that Wayward Radio hosts are...
let's try this now. Wayward Radio Rotary hosts. Say that five times quick.
I don't think we'll go there.
So Andrea Reynolds, Chief Executive Officer of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County. What kind of numbers are we talking about? Well, how much income comes in? How much donation goes out?
Well, right now we are administering about $28 million in assets.
So that's very substantial.
It is. And most of that is endowed, in other words, that people have created funds with us that are going to last forever. So they will be able to support the causes that they care about most on an ongoing basis forever and in perpetuity. Last year we collected almost $3 million in charitable contributions, so people giving funds either directly to the Community Foundation or one of our funds. And then we made $1.4 million in grants and scholarships, primarily to the Dutchess, Ulster, Putnam County area, and then some cases it goes beyond there.
Now, that's interesting, because you said you do cover some areas outside of Dutchess County, even though your title is Community Foundation of Dutchess County.
Right.
When did you expand beyond our county borders here?
In 2007, we got the DBA for the Ulster County Community Foundation. We were lucky enough to get a grant from the Dyson Foundation that enabled us to hire a director. So the Ulster County has been going for 2 years now. And then last year, we got the DBA for the Community Foundation of Putnam County. And while we have one fund there, we are expanding our services into Putnam County because there isn't a community foundation there as right now.
Yeah, also, we are 40 years old now. We were founded as the Area Fund. And I think it was actually the Area Fund of Poughkeepsie, which is now just the Area Fund. So our corporate name is the Area Fund, but we do business as Dutchess County, Ulster County, and Putnam County. So
now, Neville Smythe and Andrea Reynolds of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County, we're in the midst of some economic hard times. Has there been more call for your services at the Community Foundation of Dutchess County for people in need?
Yes, there are. Yes, there certainly has been. And actually, if you compared last year's annual report to this year's annual report, we do show the areas in which our donors support. And there was a big change this year that a lot more went to human service organizations. So I'll say directionally, we and our donors supported more organizations, I think, involved in the immediate economic crisis.
And Andrea Reynolds, Chief Executive Officer of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County, have you had a concomitant problem at the other end, on the giving end?
Yes. People are holding on to their money more because they need to be sure that they can live. But those that give are still giving. They're being a little bit more thoughtful to it. I think the biggest change that we noticed was in stock gifts, because a couple years ago we had a little over $200,000 in stock gifts because it was appreciated securities. They haven't been appreciated as much since the stock
market. Believe me, I don't appreciate my stock portfolio. I don't speak ill of the dead, of course, but you were saying.
So we haven't seen those gifts, although they're beginning to come back. There are signs that people are beginning to feel a little bit more comfortable with the economy, and now this is the time of year that people start really seriously considering their charitable giving, and I expect that we will see an uptick in dollars.
Now, how do you raise funds for the Community Foundation of Dutchess County? I presume you don't hold a bake sale or something in the middle of Main Street in Poughkeepsie.
No, we don't, but some of our funds might do that. So
okay.
Sometimes they raise monies for their particular cause. We do shows like Radio Rotary, So we get the general word out to the community. We work through accountants, attorneys, and financial advisors, people who have knowledge of their client's portfolio and can say, you know, you might need a charitable avenue to help with your tax break here. If they're charitable to begin with, they'll be interested in that piece of it, but it might also help reduce their taxes. And then they will use or suggest the Community Foundation because we're a neutral organization. You know, again, we're not selling anything other than what the donor wants to do. So that's the other way we do it. And then one-on-one speaking engagements, meetings, board meetings with nonprofits, any way that we can get our word out.
Yeah, a lot of people hear about us, too, because, I mean, we do give out quite a bit of money, and sometimes that's done very publicly. And very often after we've given out a scholarship or a grant check, people will come up and say, where did the money come from? And it starts a wonderful conversation about how they can give back to the community, too.
Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. This is Jonah Treboss, and my very special guests are Andrea Reynolds and Neville Smythe of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County. And Radio Rotary is brought to you every week by Rotary District 7210 and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Blooming Grove, Washingtonville, Carmel, Chestnut Ridge, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, and Kingston. And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Radio Rotary is brought to you by Beech Grove Technologies, providing natural dietary supplements for a healthier life. Beech Grove Technologies herbal supplements are uniquely designed to prevent premature aging, eye problems, and more. For weight loss, Beech Grove Technology is now featuring its latest natural product, Wild Ginseng. So take charge of your life with Beech Grove Technology's safe natural products. Visit bgtsupplements.com online or just call 800-861-4933. That's bgtsupplements.com or 1-800-861-4933.
Come to Chestnut Ridge Rotary's annual autograph sports memorabilia auction at the Chestnut Ridge Middle School Saturday, November 14th. Registration and viewing will begin at 6:30 p.m. with the live auction commencing at 7:30. Loads of fun. For more information, email us at crrotaryauction@yahoo.com. That's crrotaryauction@yahoo.com.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboss, speaking to you from the studios of Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My co-host, lovely Sarah O'Connell, is off this week and next, but she has given me the pleasure of sitting together today with two very special guests, Andrea Reynolds and Neville Smythe of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County. And we're talking about what the Community Foundation does for people in Dutchess County and surrounding counties. And Andrea Reynolds, just to recap, we have here a Community Foundation that covers more than 900 charities, is that right?
Yes, that they get the benefit of grants that we give out in the community, $1.4 million last year.
All right, and Neville Smythe, the Community Foundation, of course, deals with a lot of different service clubs, and since this is Radio Rotary,
right,
tell us about the connection between Rotary and the Community Foundation of Dutchess County.
Well, we work with several Rotaries in Dutchess County, and actually even in Ulster County. I think the one we have the longest relationship with is the Rotary Club of Fishkill, which set up a donor-advised fund with us. And what that allows them to do, Rotaries, as you know, do a lot of charitable work. And there are times when donors, when members of the Rotary are asked to support local charitable initiatives. And by working with us, they can contribute to us, get a tax deduction, and then the Rotary can support the charitable interest that they have. So a Rotary Club of Fishkill has done that for a long time. We do a scholarship fund with the Rotary Club of Wappingers Falls, and actually another, it's called the William J. Nichols Medical Scholarship with the Hyde Park Rotary. And then in 2006, we actually did a really neat thing. I don't know if you remember, there was a concert called the Viva Verdi Concert.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was a concert that was done at the Bardavon, and it was presented by the Rotary Clubs of Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Highland, Beacon, East Fishkill, and Poughkeepsie South. And what they wanted to do, the big initiative for Rotary at that time was Pure Water for the World. And that concert raised about $4,300. For initial effort was very good, and it was an operatic concert, and it brought a lot of people from those different Rotaries and from the community who loved opera to the Bardavon, both to be entertained and to support a wonderful cause that Rotary International had initiated.
Well, you know, Pure Water is very close to the heart of all Rotarians, and for those of you at home who want to join the fun of Rotary and help in these wonderful public service projects, we're going to have you go on the internet. Go to Rotary.org, that's Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, find the Rotary Club nearest you, and join the fun. They'd love to have you as a guest. And speaking of guests, my guests are Andrea Reynolds and Neville Smythe of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County. And we're talking about the Community Foundation and all the great work it does. Andrea Reynolds, if you could wave a magic wand and get whatever you wanted, what is the Community Foundation and all these great charities, what do they need today?
The answer, and always the answer pretty much, is funds. And, of course, volunteers to help them do the work. So people can give what they have, whether it's their time, their talent, or their treasure. And nonprofit organizations are looking for all three. And in some cases, what you have to give will be accepted happily. So that's really what's needed right now. It is the end of the year where people start thinking about their charitable giving and holiday season giving. In some cases, we're seeing people, rather than take gifts, give gifts to charity rather than give people material things. And so there might be an increase in that, which would be a lovely thing to see.
You know, you make an important point, Andrea Reynolds, about volunteering your time, mm-hmm. which very often is more precious than writing a check, especially in hard economic times.
Right.
What kind of volunteer opportunities are there in the Community Foundation of Dutchess County?
The Community Foundation has a couple of volunteer opportunities. We run a number of committees where we try to match people's talents with what they and with what we need done with what they'd like to do too. So whether it's a grant-making committee, the people that decide along with Neville how to put the money back out in the community, the committee that actually raises the money. We also have our annual fundraiser called the Garden Party, which there's a committee that helps us do that. And we also have finance and investment committee. So it's all the aspects of a community foundation that we have volunteer opportunities for. And then, of course, if anybody's just looking to do some, you know, administrative work or just wants to be in an office, a nice one at that, we're also looking for somebody to help with.
I have an immense amount of filing that I need help with.
All right, so you've got somebody out there that having their second cup of coffee listening to Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. And they say, gee, I would like to give these nice people a hand. How do they contact you?
You can call us, please, at 845-452-3077.
And say that one more time.
845-452-3077.
And we'll repeat that before the end of the show, so get a pencil and paper out there in Radio Land. And, of course, there is that website. Neville, what's the website?
It is www.cfdcny.org.
One more time.
www.cfdcny.org.
So what's in the future for the Community Foundation of Dutchess County and the Hudson Valley that you serve? What do we think is going to happen in the next few years? More call on your services?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm hopeful that that things will turn around and that our funds will continue to grow, that people will look to want to do something charitable and do it with the Community Foundation, and that more monies will be put back into the community to help improve the quality of life in our community. That's our goal. The expansion into the three areas we hope will be even stronger, which will help grow the foundation. And then one of the things that we started doing a couple years ago is providing nonprofit or seminars to nonprofit organizations and their boards regarding different management issues. And we have two coming up that I'd like to talk about.
Oh, yes,
okay?
Please do.
One is on November 18th, and that's in conjunction with the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce Contact Breakfast. We are bringing to town Deshelle Denise Dorsey, who is Managing Director with Changing Our World. She's an expert on corporate philanthropy, and we started this last year with another well-known national speaker on philanthropy to raise the level of awareness of philanthropy and charitable giving in the Hudson Valley. And so Deshelle is going to address the breakfast audience about ways, trends of corporate philanthropy and ways that businesses can be creative and make a positive impact. Because in some cases, you don't have the money, but there may be other ways that you can help your community. We're going to follow that up with a seminar for nonprofits and their board members, and it'll be a local panel of corporations that do charitable giving locally, and that'll be a training on how nonprofits can work with their local corporations. And then in December, on the 8th,
we want to hear about all of it.
We are doing.
You are busy people.
We are. And this last spring, we did a great series of workshops with the Dyson Foundation and another community foundation that was very well received. 400 nonprofits benefited from that series. But this one on December 8th is called Public Relations and Social Media in the Real World. And it's what your nonprofit needs to know to get your message heard. And the point is, we're going to be bringing in a public relations expert, Steve Densmore, who will talk about traditional forms of media, radio, TV, print media, and really what...
Of course, radio is the best.
Of course it is.
Especially Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We love
radio. But anyway,
radio.
You were saying Andrea Reynolds.
So he will be talking about what you really need to do to get your message heard on these mediums. And then we're bringing in Tom Watson, who's author of Cause Wired, Plugging In, Getting Involved, Changing the World, who's going to do more about the new emerging social media work and how nonprofits can plug into that. So that's on December 8th, and the corporate philanthropy is on November 18th.
That's fantastic. So if people want to attend any or all of these seminars, how do they register?
The registration for the chamber, the one that we're doing in conjunction with the chamber, can go to the regional chamber. And the phone number for that was 845-454-1700, extension 1000.
Let's have that again.
854-454-1700, extension 1000. And for the social media and public relations workshop, they can contact the Community Foundation, whether through our website, www.cfdcny.org, or if you prefer to call 845-452-3077.
Now, Neville Smythe, if you've got a young person out there who might be listening to Radio Rotary and thinking about a career in philanthropy, how does one do that? Are there college courses for this, or you just come by it naturally?
You know, I think part of it is, I mean, there is a natural inclination to give back, and I think that is something that is you're either born with it, or your parents help you realize it, or it just happens. But we've got some really wonderful young people in this community, and actually we've got a couple funds that demonstrate that. Last year, there is a wonderful young lady, Aiden Gallagher, and she has lupus.
Now explain what that is, because I know, because a very dear friend of mine has that, and so I know what it is, but explain what that is.
Well, you may be able to do it better than I, but it's an autoimmune disease, and it basically leaves you open for many, many illnesses to attack your body.
Correct.
And she has lupus pretty badly, and she wanted to, one, raise awareness about lupus, because a lot of people don't know what it is, and to also raise money for the cause. And so for her 16th birthday, she actually talked to a good family friend, Carol Pesci, who's from Beacon, and between the two of them, they did a Sweet 16 party that was held at the Grandview in February, and they raised, it was over $16,000, and that money went to support both lupus research and lupus people afflicted with lupus. And so that was one young lady who took her philanthropic passion and realized it. Another young lady up in Rhinebeck started a theater company called Act to Act, mm-hmm. and put on a play, The Diary of Anne Frank, to raise money for two organizations, Save Darfur and Quarters for Kids, which also both of those impact African causes and the hardships people have there. And so she organized her friends, put on a wonderful production, and raised over $12,000 through rummage sales and the play and so forth. And she's going to do it again this summer. Kids can do wonderful things, and I'll say we can help.
And, you know, it's wonderful that the Community Foundation of Dutchess County is there to assist these young people and also people of all ages in making life better here in the Hudson Valley. So I want to thank Neville Smythe and Andrea Reynolds of the Community Foundation of Dutchess County for joining us today and for all the great work you do. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you so much, Jonah.
And just a reminder that Radio Rotary is brought to you every week by Rotary District 7210 Beech Grove Technology, and the Rotary Clubs of Kingston, Sunrise, LaGrange, Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster. Until next Friday morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Radio Rotary, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in.
Radio Rotary is brought to you by Beech Grove Technologies, providing natural dietary supplements for a healthier life. Beech Grove Technologies herbal supplements are uniquely designed to prevent premature aging, eye problems, and more. For weight loss, Beech Grove Technology is now featuring its latest natural product, Wild Ginseng. So take charge of your life with Beech Grove Technologies' safe natural products. Visit bgtsupplements.com online or just call 800-861-4933. That's bgtsupplements.com or 1-800-861-4933.
Come to Chestnut Ridge Rotary's annual autograph sports memorabilia auction at the Chestnut Ridge Middle School Saturday, November 14th. Registration and viewing will begin at 6:30 p.m. with the live auction commencing at 7:30. Loads of fun. For more information, email us at crrotaryauction@yahoo.com. That's crrotaryauction@yahoo.com.